That involves everyone. And why isn't it being pushed as an important safety issue? A safety issue. Okay? I even see bikes going on to the end of the night, black clothes and no lights. Now this is crazy. It's bad enough when pedestrians wear black and go jaywalking across the street, thinking the cars are supposed to stop. No. Politicians make laws without thinking. If they only would look at the law of the ocean, where the bigger ship has the wide right of way, it's common sense. The smaller ships can see the big ship and they can maneuver out of the way. The big ship cannot. The same goal should be applied to the road. The car, majority of the times, 99-100% of the times, did not see the pedestrian. How many of you out there think that the drivers purposely, deliberately run people over? No. They didn't see the person, that's why. It's common sense. When you cross the street, do you see people come zooming right up to you and hit you? No. They stop if they see you. If they see you. And if they're not texting or on the cell phone. That's another thing. But who's putting an issue? They do seat belts. They made roadblocks to check your seat belts. But they don't do it for headlights. They don't do it for cell phones and texting. Anyway, that's my view. So, I feel the government is trying to take away our constitutional rights. Like they're trying to do with the Second Amendment. It's all about the constitutional rights. Okay, so, anyway. Brazil has been using ethanol since 1955. Why didn't America start back then? Good question, huh? The politicians here in Hawaii wanted to remove the tax credit for ethanol projects. And I'm asking them, how much money does the state put into the tax credit right now? They said none. Then why take away the tax credit? It's not costing you anything. But safety check is costing the state a lot of money because there's no federal funding for it. That, now, I say we should take away. Take away the safety check. Because we're losing money on that deal. That, and that other law they have that's called reconstruction. Okay, we have a caller.
It's Dottry Dean.
Oh, Dino.
Hey, what's up?
We're going to change your title there. It's not Dottry Dean.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gasoline Dean.
Hey, I like that. Gasoline Dean.
Yeah.
And this is the Dean's weekly gasoline report for this week. Before the drum roll comes out, I'm wasting my time checking the brands like Aloha, Chevron, and 76. Man alive, I mean, I can't even get readings sometimes with them. And this is supposed, you call it the premium gas, and I can't even get a reading. The best I ever got on 76 on premium was maybe 85. And they claim that, they claim that to be the premium. But anyway, to make a long story short, with the drum roll, the winner is Tissol Gasoline, premium measured at 89 octane, the best you could possibly get this week. The runner-up was Shell Gasoline at 88 octane for this week.
Is all the gas stations the same?
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much. I did not get any readings of 90 plus from any of the stations that I visited. I did not get a 90 plus reading at all this whole week.
Very good. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine.
Okay, aloha. Anyway, a lot of you use the cheaper gas. Now, if you would take a little time and read your owner's manual for your car and look at what the manufacturer recommends for your car as far as fuel. Okay? Look at what they recommend for fuel, folks, because there's a lot of new cars today that require no less than 91. And for your information, there is no such thing in Hawaii. Okay? So that's where all your problems come up with all the cars, is the octane. The gasoline is like food. If you're eating substandard food, are you going to be in tip-top shape? I don't think so. You're either going to be sitting on the toilet all day or dead tired, one of the two. Okay? So, if you want your car to live long, less problems, better mileage, and remember, mileage is measured on open road, not in the bumper-to-bumper traffic from Kapolei to Honolulu. Okay? There's so many people in the past that have tried to sue the car manufacturer because the claim of the gas mileage, they claim was not true. When they went to court, they found that they were wrong because the terminology of gas mileage is how many miles per gallon you're traveling. It doesn't say idling. Okay? So the proven fact was this. When they say city driving, that means 35 miles an hour, open road. At 35 miles an hour. And highway driving is 55 miles an hour, open road. Okay? So, those of you that complain about gas mileage from Kapolei to Honolulu in the morning, are you doing 55 miles an hour? No. Are you doing 35 miles an hour? No. So where's the gas mileage? We're not saying by hours. Like in a boat, they measure hours. Okay? So, ethanol does give you better gas mileage. As far as how much, it depends on the car. You can get 6 Toyota Camrys, all identical, and every one of them is going to be different mileage reading. But ethanol does give you better mileage on the open road. Okay? But the other benefit of the ethanol is it keeps the mechanic away because the injectors stay clean, the fuel pumps don't burn out. And talking about fuel pumps, if you want your fuel pumps to last forever and ever, do not let the fuel go below quarter tank. Quarter tank, not half a tank. Quarter tank, because the fuel in the tank cools the fuel pump. The fuel pump is located in the fuel tank. Okay? And if you go below quarter tank and wait for that idiot light to come on, the pump is heating up. So don't do that. Not unless you love to go and buy new fuel pumps and spend a lot of money. And probably get stalled. So, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you haven't tried ethanol, you just don't know what you're missing. It's good stuff. So, if you're on Kauai and you want to try ethanol, Harvey Maeda has it. You can give Harvey a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has Royal Purple Motor Oil and that electronic rust-proofing device. Really good stuff. We also carry the Anita's Auto Repair, the electronic rust proofer, and the ethanol. So, either one you can try. And if you're on Maui and want to try the ethanol, then give Sybil Lopez a call. Sybil's number is 336-1587. 336-1587. Okay? If you want that Royal Purple special oil, you can get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has that oil. He's the only one that has it. And Crestec's number is 942-2500. Crestec is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Okay? Go check it out. They also have that fantastic Degreaser 2000 and several other additives that we recommend at the store. But the Degreaser 2000, awesome. Okay? Now, if you're feeling hungry, good place to go eat is the Trout House. Fantastic steak. I love the JJ steak. Oh, good stuff. Anyway. We better take a break so I can go down to Chart House and go have a steak.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, okay, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, aloha, George. Rolling Bob from rainy California.
What do you mean, rainy California?
Because I snuck off the island. I'm in California right now.
Oh, no wonder the rain is coming here.
Yeah, but you know what was funny is that when it rains here, that was the lead story on the news. For 2 days, it's raining. Oh man, but yeah, so I'm having fun, and you know,
how can you be having fun in the rain?
Well, actually, because I'm from Hawaii and I'm used to the rain, so it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's been pretty good. You know, I've been driving around at 90 miles an hour with everybody, So this year, but I got to tell you, though, I've seen some things on the road here that just amaze me. People change like 6 lanes in rush hour traffic.
What? And,
yeah. Because, you know, like the highway coming down 91 Riverside, it's 8 lanes wide, and they're adding 2 more lanes.
Holy moly.
And it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. And you'll see, and you'll just see people just literally make a right turn and drive straight across to get to the exit. And,
Bob, I think America should look at other countries and study their laws on traffic. What I understand is in Japan, you cannot drive a car that is rusty, dented, damaged. It has to be in perfect condition. The thing that helps with that is, you know, when people go into parking lots and all that stuff,
right,
they don't bump into your car, because if they do that, they can't drive. They have to have it towed to a body shop right now.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
If the policeman caught them on the highway with a damaged car, the car is impounded on the spot.
Wow, yeah.
And if you look in California and Hawaii, just stand on the corner and watch and see how many cars you can count go by that have damage. 90% going to be in the body shop.
Oh, yeah, especially, and you know, you got cars over there that are, I'm surprised that the car is still held together. It's so rusted.
Yeah, but it passed safety check.
Oh, of course.
Why have the safety check?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the safety. You know, I think if they're going to do a safety check, do it on cars like 6 or 10 years old or older. I mean, you know, you got a new car and you got to go get a safety check. Just the money grab. So anyway, the other story was that people are moving out of California because they passed a law this year that they're raising the tax rate on rich people.
And they're moving to Oregon.
Right, exactly. And then they're shocked. Like, they think, this is how I would explain it. Have you ever seen anybody walk in a store and see something on sale and say, never mind, I'll pay full price? Never happens. That's why. Why do you think you could just raise somebody's taxes and they're just going to sit there and go, oh, okay, take my money?
Oh, it happens in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, but that's because there's no state next door to move to. Anyway, I'll see you next week when I get back. Aloha from rainy California. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hey, Ren.
Hi. You know the report from Gasoline Dean. Just wondering, which station does Zorro and Shell have that higher reading so we can go there?
I don't know. So, Dean, if you're listening, you got to give us a report back on what station you checked.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, folks, you got to be careful. And if you don't care, then it's your car. But I have several people, radio listeners, that have now purchased the octane testing devices. And before they fill gas, they always test. And if they see the gas way below substandard, they put it back, and they drive off. And this is what Dean does. That's how he has the information of what gas station has the best. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if everybody would get together and make some noise with your politicians and say, what the heck's going on? How come you post 92 and give us 87? Or post 87 and give us 72. What's up? Think, if you went to Macy's and it says, you know, something, 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 and you look at it and it's not, You're going to file a lawsuit on them or bring charges from consumer protection. So what are you doing with the gasoline? You eat it and you just put it in your car? That's a ripoff. Then you're not buying the quality that you see on the pump. I've told several politicians this, and they say, oh, no, we can't change it. Leave it go. What do you mean, leave it go? They work for us. They're supposed to do what we're asking them to do. Am I right or wrong? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Gasoline Dean on the line.
Hey, Gasoline Dean.
Hey, what's up? Okay, in answer to that caller's question, what Tesoro they want to get that 89 octane from, it's the Tesoro at Cook Street and King. If you're coming eastbound, it would be about a block before you get to Straub Clinic and Channel 4. It's, I think, neighbors to where the Channel 4 station is.
Okay, but the 89 is actually supposed to be the 92, right?
Right. That's it.
That's a ripoff.
Yeah, it is. It's a ripoff because I didn't even bother trying to test the 89 or the 87. I know it's going to be under par on those, so you know that's why your safe haven really is to buy the one that's labeled 92. You know it will be at least 87 or higher.
So yeah. You tested at 92 and it was 89.
Yeah, 89.
I think that's the same station I filled gas at, and I noticed like the gas mileage was bad.
Yeah.
Bad?
Well, you don't get as much. I was like, okay, I'm filling up 92, but my mileage is lower.
You know why? Every octane point counts, because I noticed that with my car. When it was 91.6, almost 92, 3 weeks ago, yeah, I was getting good gas mileage. When it was 90, it was better than what it had been for a long time. Now that it's only 89, even my car, I notice, yeah, my gas mileage isn't as great. Every octane point counts. You know, people think, what's three numbers? What's two numbers? But no, it makes a difference. Every octane point counts.
Do you know that Tesoro is shipping in the fuel?
No, I didn't know that. Well, there was talk about the shutting down of the plant, but yeah. Wow, I mean, we're actually importing all this from who knows where, Alaska, because Alaska is where Tesoro is based, I think.
But gasoline goes dead.
Oh, my God.
In 7 days.
Bad news.
So, but they can do anything in Hawaii because nobody says anything.
And it's like, didn't you say the feds don't regulate Hawaii or something?
There's no, regulate Hawaii.
Oh, my God. That's why we need ethanol. You know, I mean, even with my own testing now, I even experiment with ethanol. One thing was really only 88. I have a little bit of spare ethanol in my back house. So I said, okay, let me try see how much of an improvement I can get. With 25%, I got it up two numbers with 25% ethanol. Then I said, okay, let me try to see if it really makes a difference. What if I was to go, you know, one step further? I tried maybe a half and half mixture, 3 points better. So you're, like what you said earlier on the show, you're right, that the ethanol does increase, that does make a difference. It does indeed boost octane.
Mm-hmm.
It does indeed work as an octane booster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know, but I mean, there's going to be more calls for ethanol if they're going to lower and lower and lower our octane in normal gasoline. Well, that's why we've got to try to get one ethanol station and give competition.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
We're trying. We're working on it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. So I know 99% of the people put in the so-called cheaper, lower-grade gasoline. Well, if it was 87, yeah, you'd be okay. But it is not. And you got to read your owner's manual, because lots and lots of the newer cars require no less than 91. especially on your European cars? No way. That's where your trouble starts.
But, you know, even with 92, sometimes I feel like when I shut off the engine, it's like almost on the verge of doing that run-on thing.
Yeah, because it's way below standard. And, well, people just ignore it. The only time people pay attention is when it hits them in the pocketbook or the purse. Because a new engine costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And what does everybody say? But I've been running that for a long time and never had problem. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual damage, but it will damage. It's like smoking cigarettes, folks. Oh, but I've been smoking for 30, 40 years. I don't have lung cancer. Does that mean you're not going to get lung cancer? Think about that. I don't know. People, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
They'd rather take the chance.
I wouldn't. So in other words, I'll give you an example. You go on this Lolo Airlines. Let's call it Lolo Airlines. And it's $10 round trip to the Big Island. And you go out there and you look and the wing is hanging. One of the engines is missing. Are you going to jump on that plane?
No.
Why not? $10.
Well, I think that's more evident that you can see something happening there. But you know, when you feel substandard gas, they can't see it. It's all internal.
They don't want to see it. Okay? Well, let's say you're going to do skydiving. Okay? You see a parachute made in the USA and one made in China. Which one are you going to buy?
The one made in China, it's cheaper.
I know. So you're going to use that one. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, look out of the airplane way up there and think, should I jump out?
Oops, my chute didn't open.
Yeah. Or it opens and rips off, and away you go. Anyway, better to be safe than sorry, folks. Lots and lots of people love to go wider thread tires. You cannot do that, folks. The tread width of the tire that came with your car is what is specified because that is the width of the wheel. The wheel is the metal part, not the rubber. Okay? The width of that metal part is supposed to be the same width as the thread on your tire.
Wait a minute. So people say if you have, like, I don't know, 14-inch rim.
No. Not the diameter. It's the width.
So how do you put a wider tire on a smaller width?
They have different width tires that have wider threads. And you can buy them, but it's not specifically made for that wheel. It's made for a wider wheel. Like, for instance, the width of the rim might be 6 inches. You have to have a 6-inch thread. If your width of your rim is 8 inches, then your thread has to be 8 inches. I know a good friend of mine that has a 6-inch wheel, and he's put 8-inch thread on it. I told him, it's the wrong tire. You can't do that. And he said, but it fits. Yeah, but the thread is not flat. It's round. Okay? The footprint is not flat on the ground. Anyway, a little confusing, but follow directions. The only direction they follow is the tire pressure, which is wrong. You go by the tire sidewall, it has the specified tire pressure for that particular tire, not the car post that says 32 pounds or whatever. Okay? But your car.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Mr. Lawrence on the line.
Hi, Mr. Lawrence.
Hi, George. Technical question. My boy is 1995 Tacoma. V6. Automatic, dual exhaust, 125,000 miles. These past 3 days, we started up in the morning, and it's been cold, so out of the two exhausts, you have vapor. But then, like, after 10 minutes, we still have it. It doesn't go away. So, and when he revs the motor, we see drops of water come down. So he goes over to poly, and then it goes away, then he comes home. But then the car, 10 minutes, we started up again. There's still that vapor. Do you think we have a gasket leak or something? It doesn't miss. It doesn't overheat. There's no water in the oil. The oil is, you know, it's not murky. So
it doesn't come murky.
No, that's all I was suspecting. Do we have a leak right around the exhaust? Because what it is the radiator reservoir. It goes down like halfway, so we got to fill that up.
You have a leak.
Yeah, that's what I suspect. Okay, but it's not going into the oil.
It is.
It is?
Yeah, when you put the coolant in, the antifreeze, just a little bit, you cannot detect it by looking at it. You have to send it to lab.
Okay. I know you we blew a head gasket.
It might not be a head gasket. It might be a crack head.
Oh, okay, because he has a supercharger on it, a small one. Now, we had the supercharger for like 6 years. We brought it from our summit. But I was wondering, what if we put that black pepper in the radiator? Do you think it'll...
No,
it won't plug the block.
No.
Okay, so it might not be a gasket. It might be a crack block.
It could be. It's hard to detect.
Yeah.
Because you cannot see inside.
Yeah.
And if it's running smooth...
Oh, she runs perfect. It's just that...
then it's not the head gasket.
Okay, the vapor. We're wondering, you know, and like I said, it's not smoke, it's vapor. And you put your hand over the thing, you feel, you know, moisture. And when we rev it, there's about 6 or 8 drops of water that comes out of both exhausts.
What does it smell like?
No, it doesn't smell like oil or anything. It's just you know, it's water because when you put your hand over it for a long time, your hand comes a little wet, sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be water someplace going into the exhaust system.
What kind of antifreeze you using?
I'm not sure. I can check. But we do put the shell, and I want to add that my boy used to razz me because, you know, I brought all that ethanol for you. Like I said, about 18, 20 gallons. I put 2 gallons in his truck, and he went to town. He came home and said, "Oh, Dad, that thing worked real good, man. I thought, I don't even have to press gas." I thought, see? It makes a believe out of you. Don't knock it till you try it.
That's right.
So now he wants some more. so I got to come down and get some more. And he thought, $9 a gallon. I said, hey, how good? You're buying all this stuff from Checkers, his boosters, and it's not working. You know, so, and besides, the supercharger, he got a real high octane, yeah?
He has to.
Yeah, because he said he wasn't happy with the performance. He tried all of the different gas, and I told him, he was trying to share it. I told him, put some ethyl on inside. So I put almost 2 gallons, and then now he's hooked on it. I mean, you know, like you said, once you hook it, so, you know, he used up all my supply.
Yeah, he's, what year is that car?
1995. It's got 125,000 miles on it.
Okay, a 95 Tacoma.
Yeah.
You can put 4 gallons in there.
Wow. Well, he will really eat me up on that.
Yeah, he has to put 4 gallons in.
Okay.
And he has to use the Tesoro gasoline.
Okay, we're using a shell because right up here in Kaneohe. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's weak right now.
Okay. So, what do we got to do now again on that water leak? What do you suggest?
You got to bring it in, have it tested.
Yeah, tested, okay.
And see how critical it is. If it's not that critical, we have a sealer that will fix it.
Okay, and that goes into the...
The cooling system.
The cooling system, okay. Don't use that black pepper.
No, that's...
That's for the radiator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll tell him.
Okay.
And thank you for your advice.
Okay. Okay. Who's next?
We have Kalani from Aina Haina.
Hi, Kalani.
Hey, George. You know, I was listening to you driving in from the country in the town, and I got to get something straight because what I thought I heard you say was that the more expensive gasoline is actually cheaper because you get better mileage.
Yes.
So is that true? Are you actually paying less dollars per mile? So I think I'm paying more money when I buy more expensive gasoline, but if what you're saying, if I heard you correctly, you're saying that I actually am paying less money because I'm getting more miles per gallon. Is that true or what?
Let me explain it more. Do you remember back when the gasoline... was not unleaded?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When way back then, in the 60s and 70s, the octane of gasoline for regular, the cheapy one, was 98.
Yep.
98, okay? Premium was 104.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. The reason the oil companies dropped it in mid-70s, caused that phony gas shortage and dropped octane, was because they learned that higher octane gives you better mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when they came out again in 06 to mandate they have to use ethanol, they knew ethanol would give you better mileage. So they went to the state and asked if they could be allowed to lower the octane by four numbers. And the state said, oh yeah, go ahead. And they wanted to lower it because the test that I did with ethanol and one of the state workers on her car, she got 8 miles more per gallon with 10% ethanol, the way the gas was, before they were allowed to lower it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, if you own Shell, do you want the people to get 40, 50 miles a gallon? No way.
Well, yeah, but...
That's why they go for the lower octane. And that's why, because they don't have a ruling where the gas has to be the specified number, they lower it. And the lower the octane, the lower your gas mileage. But if you look at your owner's manual, it says do not run octane below 87 on most cars. But if you have a newer car, it says do not run below 91. Now those cars are in trouble because there is no 91.
But what about the actual price? Do I get more miles than I do more dollars spent? So do I end up actually saving money by buying more expensive gas?
If you do the math and do it on an open road, you're going to find that you do save more money with a higher octane.
Yeah, so it's apparent. I mean, that's what people don't get it because they think you're just losing money when you pay more money. But in this case, you're saving money by paying more money.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, I wasn't sure if that's what you were saying or not. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to try and tell that to my kids because they'll argue with me and I'll just tell them.
Yeah, you just got to look at the price difference. The price difference is 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And $10, you know, that's $2.
Yeah, so for 20 cents for a gallon, if I'm getting 20 miles per gallon, then all I got to do is go one more mile.
And you're ahead of the game.
And I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So if I got a tank, a 20-gallon tank, so all I got to do is get 20 more miles per gallon, I mean 20 more miles on one tank of gas.
And you're winning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is you save the injectors, you save the fuel pump, and you save the motor.
Yeah, but the average person, like my kids, don't care. You know, all they want to know is if they can further to the beach and
yeah, until they got to change injectors.
With $1, yeah. But then they're going to come to their father.
That's right. Dad, I need $2,000.
So I got to make it simple for them. As I say, it's cheaper to drive to the country on super than it is on unleaded. So
right.
Hey, okay, good, George. So if you get a call from one of my kids, you know what to tell them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Hello. Okay. So I know it's confusing, but folks, it's your car. Okay.
Maybe he has to tell them that if their car breaks down because of bad gas, they're going to be responsible for the repairs.
Yeah, but how many parents really put it to them that they have to do it? They don't. The parents spoil them and pay for the damages. Unless the damage is far beyond the value of the car, which we see a lot of today. We see a lot of it. And unless you're in that industry, you don't see it. So I already said, if you're out of sight, out of mind, until it happens to you. So this radio show is trying to help you save money and save your car and keep it running. Okay? So the other thing I wanted to bring out is the monorail at Pearl City, Pearl Ridge Shopping Center, stalled the other day. And 8 people had to be evacuated out of the monorail. And it took 2 hours to evacuate 8 people. Now think, people, please, have some brains here. If you got the rail going with 200 people on it, and it stalls, and it will, how long will it take to get 200 people off of the rail? Do the math. 8 people took 2 hours. How much, what will it take 200 people to get off the rail? 1 day? 2 days? How long? What if the people on there gotta go bathroom? Oh boy. Now we got a problem here. So, if the rail was on the ground, oh, no sweat. Open the door and run out. But in the air like that? I don't think so. So why not put it on the ground? The same thing as in the air. What's the difference? Huh? You can't have cars running underneath the rail. You got those stands standing up. I don't know. In the old days, trains were on the ground. There was no problem. Today, the trains are still on the ground. Only the rails go up in the air. Why? So you get a view when you're riding? I don't know. You go figure. Okay? Something to think about.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a comment, question, whatever. Okay? 808-296-5467. Ethanol is not blended at the pump, folks. It's blended at the plant. Ethanol does not separate from gasoline, ever. It always stays mixed. So that myth that they have, and people are saying it, that it separates, it goes to the bottom of the tank, it does not. And if you doubt what I'm saying, I can prove it to you. Just come by, and I will show you a bottle that I have at the office that is 50% ethanol and 50% gasoline. There's no separation at all. It's been sitting like that for 2 years. How long are they saying that it takes for the gasoline to separate from the ethanol? It does not. Okay? So, that's all myths. And if you put this into court, they will lose. Ethanol does not eat rubber, plastic, corrode, metal, and all that other stuff. No. Water can go into ethanol, yes. The only thing it will do is lower the octane of the ethanol. Ethanol is like vodka. In fact, look on the back of the bottle of vodka. It says ethanol and water. But you don't see it separated, right? You don't see water on the bottom of the vodka bottle, right? It's all together. But the more water you add to the vodka, the weaker the vodka gets. That's the same thing that happens to ethanol in your gas tank. If you add water to it, it weakens the ethanol. That's it. It doesn't separate. In the old days, I'm talking old days, the 60s, when we had no ethanol, and we had customers come in with water in a gas tank because the gas caps didn't seal good, we would put a quart of vodka in, done deal. The vodka goes in, mixes with the water, and blends with the gas, and no water. Okay? Who's next?
We have Duncan from Makaha.
Hey, Duncan.
Hello, George. Good listening to you this afternoon. I haven't tried your show before, so my question is real simple, or quick anyways, I hope, and that is, will synthetic oil give me better mileage instead of using the standard petroleum-based oil?
You're asking if the synthetic oil gives better gas mileage?
Will it give me better gas mileage because it's, I don't know, synthetic?
It's a yes and no depending on the brand.
Oh, okay. Can you give me any more thoughts on that?
Okay. If you look on the back of the oil bottle, regardless of what brand,
yeah,
there's an SAE seal on it, a round seal.
Sure.
The last two letters, if it has SL,
SL,
it has metal protector.
Okay.
And those with SN has no metal protector.
Okay.
The one with SL will give you better performance because it's less friction.
Right. Okay. Well, that answers my question, I guess. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Only difference from synthetic oil and regular oil, folks, is a synthetic oil can withstand a lot of abuse and overheating. But you got to be careful because the American government said that if the oil companies put in a drop of synthetic, they can call it 100% synthetic. False. Okay? And this is, I'm just saying what it is, okay? The synthetic, the real synthetic oil like AMS oil, Royal Purple, can withstand a lot of heat without breaking down. A lot of heat, I mean, is engine temperature of 210, 220, 230, which is where all of your cars run at now. And the manufacturers make it run at that temperature because they know you're going to run the cheaper regular oil, and they know the regular oil is going to break down and ruin the engine. Okay? The oil is like blood. When you go to a hospital, you're going to choose the cheaper blood to put into your body? I don't think so. So, a bigger savings is going with a good quality synthetic oil that lasts a lot longer than regular motor oil. For those of you that can remember back when manufacturers recommended oil change at every 1,000 miles. You remember? Where's the dinosaurs here? 1,000 miles. How come now is every 5,000 miles? Hello, common sense. They want your car to break down.
Where did you see it saying 5,000?
Look in your owner's manual. See, I actually
not
reading.
No, because I still hear them saying 3,000.
No. They went 1,000, 3,000, now it's 5,000. I don't recommend following that because go to a parts dealer, order an oil filter for your car, and order an oil filter for a car, any car from the 50s and the 60s. And look at the size, folks. It's common sense. The oil filter today is no bigger than a Vienna sausage can. And for your information, that oil filter is smaller than your fuel filter. Duh. What happened here? Okay? And the filter back in the 60s were 1 quart, a size of 1 quart. Okay? Why? Why did they make the filter smaller? Hello? They don't want your motor to last. It's common sense.
Yeah, but they're probably saying better filter so they can make it smaller.
Wanda, if you cut the filter open like we do, the material in the filter is exactly the same as the one from the 60s. No different. No magic filter. Plus, if you look at the holes on the top of the filter, and people don't see it because they're out of sight, out of mind. We look at the filter holes. The filter holes on some brands is very tiny, so oil can barely go into the filter. But the better grade ones have big holes.
So do they still sell those bigger filters?
You cannot put them on the newer cars today.
So what's the option?
Get an old car. That's why I love them old car, classic cars. They were built with integrity and pride. American pride. Where did it go? Going up the coconut tree and out to the ocean. Who's next?
We have Tom from IEA.
Hi, Tom. I guess he's gone. Okay. Tom, you there?
Yeah. Oh, hi, George. I have a question, George. I have a Pathfinder. I want to have it tune up. It's got 65,000 miles, and I have like only about 14 miles per gallon.
Then you bring it into my shop and talk to my son.
Yeah, he asked me to leave the half of a day, which is I cannot. Is there...
You know, if you have to have heart surgery and you tell a doctor, you know, I cannot afford to be here all day, can you do the heart surgery faster? No. I'm sorry, but it takes time. If you want good work, it takes a little time. Okay? Okay, we gotta go. And I'd like to thank all of you that tuned in. And Bob, enjoy yourself in California. We're enjoying ourselves here in Hawaii. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Hawaii's Intelligent.